Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Everything that's in the documentary, I have a memory of.
Yes.
You know, the shaving the head and the umbrella at the paparazzi and the Justin Timberlake controversy. Like, I remember all of that. Mm-hmm. What I didn't have a proper grasp for is the intensity of it all. And I'm not going to say things like we or the media drove Britney Spears crazy, but I can certainly see how we played a role in it, in her unraveling, because she went from this little universally loved pop star to somebody who was getting asked wildly inappropriate questions. I mean, you have like old men asking her as a teenager, have you had your breasts done? You know, like stuff that you just couldn't get away with asking now. Like if, I don't even know who the 16-year-old star in the world is right now, but like if you had, CNN anchor asking that person about her, a 16-year-old about her breast, like it's just way out of bounds.
But it happened.
Like you'll see it in the documentary. And so she was asked wild about her sex life. Are you still a virgin? Like, can you imagine somebody in 2021 asking a young woman if she's still a virgin?
No, it would. They would be done.
You would be canceled.
Yes, absolutely.
You would lose your job if you're an old man and asked a young girl, "Are you still a virgin?" on television in an interview. That would be the end of your career. And yet, it was perfectly normal behavior when it came to Britney Spears. So she went from that to then, after the breakup with her and Justin, being labeled a cheater and a liar. And suddenly she's like, you know, labeled a little lying, cheating whore. And it, like, the whole thing flipped on her pretty quickly. And one of the points the documentary makes is that, like, Justin Timberlake didn't do her any favors. Like, he launched his solo career in part with Cry Me a River, which is a video depicting Britney Spears of being a cheater. And so the public perception of her just changed and flipped completely. And suddenly the whole world, like, you know, it's Jay Leno making jokes and it's David Letterman making jokes. And you can see with the benefit of hindsight how it just, it can make you go, it was a rough thing for her to go through. And the intensity of it all was just, I could certainly see how it would be overwhelming. Like, I don't know that I would be able to handle what she went through at the age of 44. And the idea that she was asked to handle all of that at 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oh boy. It was something. Mm-hmm. So the documentary focuses on that and then focuses on the conservatorship, which is obviously very controversial. And there's some wild stuff behind the scenes there that I was not aware of before. Simply put, it's worth your time. If you have a memory of the Britney Spears phenomenon, or if you're interested in this, you know, controversial situation she finds herself in now at all, it is worth your time. So absolutely. It's on Hulu. Watch it tonight. Watch it tomorrow. Get back to me. I think you'll enjoy it. As for the Trump thing.
Yeah. What's going on today?
Well, I've had it on and off because, you know, I'm doing a million different things. But by all accounts, his attorneys aren't that great. And then he's got this guy, David Schoen. Just Google David Schoen, S-C-H-O-E-N, water. David Schoen, water.
I saw that.
Okay, I'm watching this guy. at some point today, like, I'm prepping for radio, and so I've got it on, but I have it muted. And I'm just sort of glancing at it every once in a while. It's really pointless to have it on and muted. You can't hear what anybody's saying, but, like, whatever. That's how I was living. And this guy goes to take a drink of water, and he holds the top of his head. Like, he's got a hole in his head he needs to cover up. And I thought, okay, well, maybe that was a weird thing he did one time. And then he does it again, and he does it again. I've never seen anything like it. It seems like if you knew you were going to be on national television the next day, you'd practice all day yesterday taking sips of water without putting your hand on your head for no reason. Like, I even, like, I had a bottle of water with me, and I was like, well, let me do it and see if that's a natural movement somehow. And it's just not. It's so unusual to before you're going to take a drink, put your hand on top of your head and then tilt it back. It's like if he pours water, like, it would only make sense if when he poured water in his mouth, under normal circumstances, it would shoot out of the top of his head. Yeah, so he has to cover.
It's like some kind of sensation going on.
So he has to cover a hole in his head so that the water doesn't shoot out. Then I would understand it. But anything short of that, it doesn't make sense to me. So it's just a funny, awkward visual made by an attorney who doesn't appear did a great job today defending the former president of the United States. So that's the funny little meme that's going around. And then, like, big picture, if you're looking for a news item, the Senate did vote that this impeachment hearing is, quote, constitutional. So I had seen some people I grew up with on Facebook, these geniuses who I don't remember being very smart when they were young, but now they're constitutional scholars. Mm-hmm. Like, now they know everything about the Constitution on Facebook. I had seen them insisting in recent weeks that this entire thing is unconstitutional, but it turns out you're not going to believe this. They were wrong again.
They
spent weeks insisting the election was stolen, and they were wrong about that. And then they spent weeks insisting that this impeachment hearing is unconstitutional, and now the Senate once again today said they were wrong about that. So I'm sure those Facebook geniuses are going to be right about something someday, but today's not the day. It's not the day. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today, starting at only $5.99 per person.
Howie, what time is it at Robert Irwin Jewelers?
Time to buy diamonds.
What time?
Time to buy diamonds.
Now?
Always time to buy diamonds. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing.
What time is it?
Time to buy diamonds.
We've all dealt with the headache of windshield damage. Small cracks become big cracks. Two cracks become four cracks. The next thing you know, cracks are all you see. Then comes the fun part. Where do I go to get it fixed? The answer? Nowhere. They came to me. I called the folks at Eden Auto Glass. They gave me the best in quality windshield repair, a killer quote, and they fixed me up that day. They even took care of the window tint that I've been meaning to install. Look them up at EdenAutoGlass.com. Do what I did. Get your free quote and let them see your crack. That's EdenAutoGlass.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities.
SOB has two locations now open for dine-in. Safety first, so bring your mask. Or take your SOB home to go. Curbside or with Uber Eats. See South Appeal's expanded menu with filet mignon, New York strip, warm grain bowls. No worries, they still have their favorites like General Tso's cauliflower, Zaka bowl, maple bacon braised Brussels sprouts, and others. Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB on South Main and now at the old interim restaurant space. Eat and sip adventurously. SouthAppeal.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. That's right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So I heard you this morning, and obviously last night, post-game, big topic of conversation. How are the Grizzlies on a four-game losing streak after winning seven in a row? What's wrong with Ja Morant? I think it's pretty easy to understand why they're on a four-game losing streak. Looking back, kind of hard to figure out how they won seven games in a row. That's the bigger mystery, is how they won seven NBA games in a row. This four-game losing streak, disappointing, sure, especially given where we were. But when you're a young team that's projected to miss the playoffs from the jump, and then you find yourself without four rotation players, without four athletes, two of whom are, you know, in theory, projected starters, this is life in the NBA, right?
I think that's right. I think that, you know, people, because of the seven-game winning streak, maybe thought, you know, we're a little bit ahead of schedule or something like that. And I think what actually happened is they are who we thought they were. Like at this, when this season began, everyone was thinking, okay, this team might not make the playoffs this year, but it's going to be a growth year. Let's see where they are. They're not quite healthy yet, et cetera. Maybe they'll get into the lottery. That's fine, too. We're not pulling for it, but whatever. It's a kind of a free year of just growth and whatever else. And then they rip off seven wins in a row, and you start to reevaluate. And I think what's been demonstrated is that, yeah, it's a fine roster, young roster, developing roster, before everyone's hurt. But then you lose Jaren Justice, and then Brandon Clark was out last night. De'Anthony Melton was out last night. It's actually no surprise that they did not beat a Toronto Raptors team that was favored to beat them, you know?
I mean, that's the thing. They were expected to lose Saturday night in New Orleans, expected to lose last night inside at FedEx Forum. So big picture, you know, it is what it is. I do understand, though, the frustration of you know, having awful fourth quarters two games in a row. You know, Toronto outscored them last night, 42-18 in the final 14-45, 34-16 in the fourth quarter. This comes after they were outscored in New Orleans 28-18 in the fourth quarter. So it's one thing to say, to chalk it up to young roster, flawed roster, shorthanded roster. But when you combine it with the fact that, but they were in a position to win both of these games and just did not play in the fourth quarter, if you're a fan who's frustrated, I can understand that.
Well, A, there's that. There's no question. I mean, they are, I think, 8-5 now. When they have a lead heading into the fourth quarter, and that is not particularly good. And then what I think particularly drew the ire of some fans was the lineup that Taylor Jenkins threw out there when they were getting destroyed. And the lineup was Tyus Jones, Grayson Allen. Let's see, who else was there? Tyus Jones, Grayson Allen. It was John Conchar, it was Kyle Anderson, and it was Xavier Tillman, right? There's not a superior athlete in that group. And so that's what a lot of people are focused on, is why in the world are you throwing that group of five out there at a critical moment? And the answer, which Chris Harrington, you know, brought up in today on my show, is if you look at the minutes – someone's got to get the minutes. Like, you can argue that John Conchar shouldn't have gotten the 9 minutes he got, right? But that's just 9 minutes. You know, it's not like, I think Ja played 38 minutes, 37 minutes, something like Dylan Brooks played 37, 38 minutes, something like that, 36 minutes, like high 30s. It's not like, in fact, the only starter who didn't play in the 30s, I think, was Desmond Bain, who's obviously a rookie as well. So they only have the guys that they have. And maybe that particular cluster of players shouldn't have played together at that moment. But in the end, you got to play somebody, and they're missing four players from a team that, as you pointed out, even healthy, wasn't picked to make the playoffs in the West. So, yes, you can argue. You can also argue that they should figure out what to do when the other team focuses on taking the ball out of Ja's hands, which they, you know, and you can be frustrated that they don't execute better at that in those moments. But in the end, I think the bottom line is not particularly damning. The bottom line is they are who we expected them to be.
Yeah, like, you know, Ja Morant played 37. Dylan Brooks played 37. Jonas played 34. Kyle Anderson played 32. You're right. Desmond Bane, only starter, didn't play 30. He played 26. I completely understand if somebody wants to point out you cannot have that many, by NBA standards, unathletic people on the court at the same time. You'll get eat up. And they got, you know, they got overwhelmed. But if you're going to sit starters at the beginning of the fourth quarter, sit your key players at the beginning of the fourth quarter, which is what basically every NBA team does, then there's no great combination for you to start the fourth quarter with. I mean, there might be a better one, but there's not a good one.
No, and I mean, people point out that the bench wasn't very good last night. No, the bench wasn't very good last night. You know, one reason it wasn't very good last night, because Desmond Bane wasn't on it anymore. You know, Desmond Bane was starting, and he supplied a bunch of points off the bench. So it's just one of the reasons the bench wasn't as good. They only have the players that they have. And it's not just that they were missing four players against a very athletic Toronto team. It's they were missing Jarens, springy, athletic, long, Justice, athletic, De'Anthony Melton, tremendous athlete, Brandon Clark, you know, great athlete. And so you're missing maybe, you know, four of the most dynamic players you have in your roster. And the result is that, you know, there's a reason that Desmond Bane is fell to where he fell. It's because he's not a just phenomenal athlete. Same thing with Dylan Brooks. He's not a phenomenal athlete. John Conchar is an undrafted free agent. He's not a phenomenal athlete. Grayson Allen is a good shooter some nights, but he's not a phenomenal athlete. Tyus Jones is a pretty damn good athlete, but he's not long. And so that's what you have, and that's what you have to work with, and we get what we get. And so I think you're exactly right. When you look at the start of the season, the mystery is not the last four games. The mystery is how the hell they won seven in a row. Which is, you know, not that short of the franchise record. That's the mystery. They are now a sub 500 team by one game. And I think they are, in fact, as currently constituted, a sub 500 team.
Yeah, like I remember a conversation I had with an Eastern Conference scout several years ago, and we were just sort of discussing, you know, prospects. Honestly, I was getting him to help me with a mock draft. You know, it's somebody I trust, somebody who comes from a strong organization, and he's always shot me straight. And I was just like, you know, picking his brain a little bit. You know, what do you look for? What matters to you most? And I remember him saying, you can never overvalue athleticism in the NBA. Like, you can get enamored with somebody's skill set, and that stuff is very important. But at the end of the day, in the NBA, athleticism is usually going to be the most important thing. And you look at that Grizzlies roster that was available last night. Kyle Anderson is not a great athlete. Jonas is not a great athlete. Desmond Bane's not a great athlete. So 60% of your starting lineup, at the very least, is unathletic by NBA standards. And then, you know, Gorgui Jing, Xavier Tillman, Tyus Jones, John Conchar, Grayson Allen. You know, Grayson's a good athlete, but not a great athlete by NBA standards. Nobody there would be considered a great athlete by NBA standards. Simply put, the Grizzlies had a roster available last night that lacks athleticism, and so they gave up 128 points, 34 and a fourth. I mean, that really is the long and short of it.
And defense shows up. You know, the athleticism shows up on the defensive end, among other places. But, and again, we've talked about how smart it has been for the Grizzlies to focus on production with their late round, you know, late first round picks, early second round picks, production rather than just raw athleticism in terms of finding effective players. And that's true. Like, they found Dylan Brooks that way. They found Desmond Bain that way, even though he has short arms and he's not a. But that's fine if you are putting them with other players who are superior athletes. But when you have an entire five on the court who are going up against, you know, the guys who Toronto was throwing out there, it's a tough matchup, and they got what they got.
Right. Like, in theory, like, you look at the roster available right now, it's an unathletic roster. But, like, Jaren's an athlete. Justice is an athlete. DeAnthony's an athlete. Brandon Clark's an athlete. Like, in theory, the starting lineup should be Ja Morant, athlete. Justice Winslow, athlete. Jaren Jackson, athlete. Now you're athletic, you know? So it's just the people, they're missing too many important pieces at the exact same time.
You can have John Paxson out there shooting jumpers for you if you got Michael Jordan. Right, and Scottie Pippen.
Right.
And you could have Steve Kerr, not a great athlete, if you've got Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. But when you don't have the Jordans and Pippens around, if you just want to go, you know, if you all you got is Paxson and Kerr or whatever else, guys like that, you're not going to get it done. And that was a little bit what the issue was last night.
You mentioned the way opposing teams are now blitzing ball screens on Ja Morant, just getting the ball out of his hands. That is something that should not happen in the NBA. I mean, you've got opposing teams now treating the Grizzlies like a bad college basketball team in the sense that we just got to get the ball out of that one guy's hands. Like, that really, and I know Taylor's response to that question last night was short, but it doesn't make it wrong. Like, we just got to, you know, make a smart pass and then make a shot. Like, if teams are going to, you know, blitz ball screens and use two people to get the ball out of Ja's hands, we have to make them pay for that. There is a reason why in college basketball you see full court pressing and people blitzing screens all the time, and you rarely see it in the NBA. Because in college basketball, teams usually aren't good enough to make you pay for that. But in the NBA, you're supposed to have to pay for that. And the Grizzlies aren't making teams pay for that right now. And it's a big issue, and it is leading to more frustration with Ja. Like, Ja's struggling independent of everything else, but when he's getting blitzed like that and his teammates aren't doing enough to make teams stop doing that, it just compounds everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple math issue. You've got you should have, if they send two people to Ja, you've got numbers. And so what Taylor Jenkins said was, we have to make a good decision and we got to knock down shots. And that's it. In that situation, you got to make a good quick decision while you have the numbers to take advantage of, and you got to knock down a shot, and then they'll stop doing it. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, it's really not, what can you do? And I thought, like, that was the question. And the answer that he gave is 100% spot on. Make smart decisions, make a shot. If they do that, they will, they'll punish the folks who are blitzing Ja Morant.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So now the Grizzlies will wait for the Charlotte Hornets to visit FedEx Forum. That, of course, will be our first look in person at LaMelo Ball. That'll be Wednesday night, tomorrow night, inside FedEx Forum. Tip schedule for 7 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I want to switch gears because we've got an interesting NFL story developing. Russell Wilson was on Dan Patrick this morning, and Dan, it sounded like one of those questions you knew there's something there, so you ask the question and see how he'll respond. He asked him, you know, would you like to be more involved in personnel decisions? Do you think franchise quarterbacks should be? And Russell Wilson, like, smiled real big and then said, it obviously depends on who the quarterback is, but I do think there's a benefit to it. Like, you know, we know these players. Like, I know what somebody's made of from being on the field with them or maybe in a Pro Bowl with them. Like, I know what guys are driven, what guys are focused, what guys aren't. And I feel like it could be beneficial to be involved in that process. In other words, basically said, I don't feel like I've been consulted enough, and I would like to be consulted. Let me ask you, should a franchise quarterback like Russell Wilson, that's what he is, should he be consulted on personnel decisions? Should he have a voice?
Yes. Yes. Not the end-all, be-all voice, there's a problem out there in Seattle because they fired the offensive coordinator and he didn't want him fired. And he made it very clear he didn't want him fired. I think that's a little weird. If you've got Russell Wilson and he loves the offensive coordinator, I hate to say, I kind of think you keep the offensive coordinator. Particularly, listen, they stumbled at the end of last year, but the numbers, I think they scored more points than Seattle's ever scored overall. They did stumble at the end of last year. Just look at Brady in Tampa, right? In the end, Bruce Arians went to him, and there was all this, you know, talk about the conflict. But Bruce Arians went to him and said, "Listen, if you don't like this, we'll get rid of it. Like, what we're doing here, we can change it. You're freaking Tom Brady. Like, what works for you, we can do that." And like, Tom was a pretty good GM, as it turned out, too. Like, well, you know, Leonard Fournette's a pretty good running back. Let's get him. Okay, fine. Let's get him. He's cheap. Let's get him. Gronk, I got his cell phone number. Let's get Gronk. That seemed to work out okay. Antonio Brown, like, you know, again, like, I don't know that if you're, and I found the Aaron Rodgers thing to be ridiculous too. Like, I don't like the way the NBA is run by players, and it's not because I want white owners to run things and not black players to run things. It's because I like small markets, and when players make decisions, they tend to end up going to Chicago, New York, and whatever. Like, so I don't love the way that the NBA operates with the players. Just like, I didn't love the James Harden situation. I think that's the tail wagging the dog a little bit. Like, I'm not that interested in that. So I think that's to the other extreme, but I think it's a little crazy if you've got Aaron Rodgers that you're not talking to him and listening to him about why he wants a receiver. I think it's a little crazy if you've got Russell Wilson that you're not asking him what he thinks of the offensive coordinator. And I think it's totally crazy if you've got Sean Watson and you tell him he can have an input on who the next GM and coach will be and you don't even call him. Like, I think that's what's very clearly here, is we are having this culture clash a little bit in the NBA and the NFL, and I am interested to see how it will turn out.
Like, we talked about this a few weeks ago as it related to Deshaun Watson. There's only a handful of these guys in the world. You know, it's Tom Brady, it's Patrick Mahomes, it's Aaron Rodgers, it's Drew Brees, it's maybe Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson, and, you know, Russell Wilson definitely is on the list. There's only a handful of guys that we would label, you know, Deshaun Watson's there, that we would label franchise quarterbacks. There's 32 teams in the NFL. There are 32 available. If you've got one, you're lucky. Keep him happy.
Like, right, listen to him. I'm not saying you got to listen to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
You know, if Jimmy, you don't have to say, "Jimmy, who should we draft here in the first round?" We're not trying to heat. But it's like, it's truly like any company with the if there is an employee who is dramatically more valuable than anyone else or whatever, you just. It's common sense that you consult them about significant decisions and keep them happy. I really don't understand it. I mean, the Houston one is so bizarre that literally a year ago, Deshaun Watson felt good enough about that organization that he signed a long-term contract, and you've destroyed that in a year. The thing, things crazy to me that. But that is how the NFL works. Like, you're an employee, and it's partly why Tom Brady is no longer in New England. Like, you saw what – so Tom Brady and Gronk are there scoring touchdowns together for Tampa. Could they have been doing that still in New England? Yes. And it's because why? Because it wore on them with Belichick. Well, why did it wear on them with Belichick? And I'm not – obviously, that worked brilliantly for them. They got six championships out of it. But partly because Tom Brady didn't feel listened to and appreciated. And why would you – like, in a way, they drove away. Like, Belichick's a genius and everything else. But they drove Tom Brady out of New England. Belichick did. Like, really? Really? If you're a Pats fan, and more Pats fans watch that than anybody else, it seems like, wouldn't you be thinking, you know, I know we've had six, but we could have gotten seven. But that's not the culture of the NFL.
Yo, every passing touchdown that was scored in the Super Bowl was a combination of people who played for the Patriots recently. Tom Brady, Gronk, Antonio Brown. And so, I mean, it's not a stretch to suggest they could have theoretically been doing that in New England, but you're right. Tom Brady felt unappreciated, not listened to, and he wanted
to go somewhere new. And so now he's got a seventh championship, more than any other NFL franchise. And you just contrast it with, you go back to last NFL draft, and I think the story was, you know, the Chiefs are picking late in the first round, and they literally texted Patrick Mahomes and said, who do you want? And he said, give me the running back from LSU. And they said, okay, cool. They drafted him. Now, he probably should have said, you know, benefit of hindsight, probably should have said, get me a tackle. But, you know, he said running back. They reached out to him and said, what do you want? We're on the clock. Hey, Patrick, well, we're on the clock.
Even think about the Grizzlies. Like, Mark Gasol was not the equivalent of Patrick Mahomes as a player. Mark and Mike were not that, right? They were very good players, borderline all-stars, occasional all-stars for Mark, borderline all-star for Mike. And the parent consulted them. Of course he did. Why wouldn't you? Were you a moron? Like, those are the players who are the key to what you're doing here. Why wouldn't you consult them? And Mark would always say, listen, we don't make decisions and whatever else. But they went out of their way to consult them and keep them happy. It only makes sense. Hopefully, the alternative is preposterous. It's no different, honestly, than at the radio station or at anywhere else. Like, you would think that they would, you know, at the Daily Memphian. Like, if they were, you know, I don't know. Like, wherever you are, it strikes me, if you're at the University of Memphis and you've got Penny Hardaway as your coach and you're the athletic director, don't you, like, if you're doing something, don't you consult them? Like, your star employees, you treat like star employees. And in the NFL, they just don't. They just sort of treat them like they're backup deep snappers.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I also don't disagree that, like, maybe if you want to say, I'm not going to trust Russell Wilson's opinion on draft prospects because, yeah, he hasn't scouted, you know, right, Big Ten receivers. But, like, Russell Wilson on free agent acquisitions, like, he's been on the field with, like, I do believe players know who can play, and players
well, how
know.
How about the coordinator? What do you do in the situation with the coordinator? So they have the coordinator there, and he's, and very clearly Pete Carroll wasn't happy. They didn't run it enough, right? Russell Wilson was happy, like the coordinator. What do you do there?
I mean, I'm trying to keep my franchise quarterback happy. If he believes in that coordinator, I think I'm keeping the coordinator.
If they're scoring 12 points a game, you know, if they're scoring 12 points a game, then I can't, you know, then I can't make work. But if they're, you know, if they're putting up points, which they did this year, broadly speaking, I just keep the coordinator. Yeah.
Yeah, like, if I've got,
because he knows what it's like to work with that coordinator. He works with him every damn day.
Right. Yeah. If I've got numbers to back up, hey, you know, this coordinator is putting us in a position to do the things we need to do to win football games, and our issues are other places, then I would like to think I would put my personal feelings aside and just say, we've got one of the best quarterbacks in the world in his prime. I don't want to do anything to mess up that relationship. If he believes in this guy, then this guy's going to stay on.
Yeah. And it's a fascinating, I mean, it's interesting because the NFL has been a gift to us during this COVID. I know the numbers were down, TV numbers were down for the Super Bowl broadcast. By the way, among the markets where it was up, I don't know if you saw this. Of course, Boston was one of the places where it was way up, and Tampa is one of the places where it was way up. I think the third highest increase or the fourth highest increase, one of the highest increases, I was looking at this broken down by city, Memphis up 5%.
How about that?
Do you have any ideas why that is? Like, I mean, why would we be more interested in this Super Bowl? But anyway, we did watch the Super Bowl, and now I've lost my train of thought.
Yeah, no, I don't have any. I can't give you. Well, here's the most obvious explanation for why Memphis was up 5% on the Super Bowl. I genuinely have no idea, other than, like, I have no idea. Like, but hey, you know what? Let's put a banner up.
Yeah. let's have that parade after all.
Let's have that parade for a 5% increase in Super Bowl viewership. All right. Well, good for us. We did something good Sunday night. I'll see you later, Jeff Coggins.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Big Bet Bennett, you got any idea?
I mean, I feel like that over the past couple years, we've been on these lists. Like, I remember last summer, there was, like, some big Premier League match, and Memphis was number one in viewership. I think this is just a town that likes to watch sports.
I mean, maybe that is the explanation. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back, but in terms of sports talk radio stations around the country, in terms of ratings, like actual ratings, I'm not sure there's any station in the country that
We do as well as anybody, and
sure,
way better than most in terms of rating within our own market. Like, obviously, WFAN in New York is going to have more listeners than 92.9 mm-hmm. FM ESPN in Memphis. But in terms of percentage listeners in the market, like, we do as well as anybody and way better than most. So perhaps that is the explanation. People here just dig sports.
Yeah, I mean, we're typically on these lists of, like, the NBA Finals was one. Memphis was on the top 10 of viewership for the NBA Finals this year.
Maybe. We just love sports. Football, basketball, soccer, everything else. We'll be back in a second. One of the things I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. What do I like to do? It's bet a side, then pair it with a prop bet. Maybe a Ja point total or a Jaren rebound total. There are a billion ways to play, and right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same-game parlay insurance. It's just one of many reasons to bet on FanDuel. It's where I play because it's easy to use and because they have fast withdrawals, odds boosts, and specials every day. So go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and try same-game parlay and use promo code Gary. That's promo code Gary on FanDuel, an official partner of Radio.com. at 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
It's time, Memphis. Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast and watch your next-gen Grizzlies Wednesday, February 10th at 7 p.m. when they take on the Sacramento Kings. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies live. Presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Pranica, Revan Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and grizzlies.com for the channel guide.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This season's hottest collection is dropping to a dinner table near you. Meet the new Golden Standard, Church's new Texas Tenders, accessorized with butterfly shrimp. Snag your Texas Tenders and shrimp meal for just $5. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
So I've been telling you a lot lately about Xfinity Internet and why now is the perfect time to switch to America's best internet experience. But I want to tell you about Xfinity Mobile as well, because right now, when you sign up for Xfinity Mobile and Internet together, you can save up to $300 a year on your wireless bill. And with Xfinity Mobile, you can choose the perfect data option for each person using it, from from unlimited to shared data, or you can do a mix of each all on the same plan. And again, with Xfinity, it's all about options and value. My family's plan, it could look completely different from your family's plan, and they're going to work with you to help choose the right internet speed and design your mobile plan to best fit the needs of your household. And don't forget, when you sign up for Xfinity Internet and Mobile together, not only are you going to get these great savings, but they're going to include Peacock Premium at no additional cost. It is the best streaming service going right now. They got every episode of The Office, all the Saturday Night Lives, Parks and Rec, tons of hit movies, all the Harry Potter movies, and so much more, all streaming exclusively on Peacock Premium now. And again, that is free when you sign up for Xfinity Mobile and Internet together today. So get started now with the most reliable network rated number one in customer satisfaction. That is Xfinity. Give them a call today, 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or you can drop it to your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
In a pandemic, so being responsible and safe is very much a priority, and the best way to do it right now is with Germ Ready. It's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. It only takes 30 seconds to apply properly, and it kills 99.99% of all germs. So that's the great part, but let's be honest, that's not much different than most hand sanitizers. Here's what's different. Here's what makes Germ Ready superior. It keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after that initial application. In other words, if you're like me, you've been going to the grocery store for the past nearly a year now. Hand sanitizer on, put it in your pocket, go inside, grab chocolate milk, sanitize again, pick up some chicken drummies, hand sanitize again. You're just constantly reaching in your pocket, putting on new hand sanitizer. Better safe than sorry. You don't have to do that with Germ Ready. It's going to keep protecting you and killing germs for up to 6 hours. So you can put it on in your car and then leave it in your car. Unless, of course, you're going to spend like 8 hours in a grocery store. And if you're going to spend 8 hours in a grocery store, you're a maniac. So you got other things to worry about, far more important than this. But assuming you're a normal person, just apply it in your car, go in, you should be fine the entire time. It's available at Amazon.com, which means it's very convenient to get. I'm not saying you got to go to this store in Kyavel or this store in South Memphis or this store in South Haven. Just go to Amazon. You've got an Amazon subscription. Go into the search engine. Type in Germ Ready Hand Sanitizer. It'll pop right up. Buy a bottle. Buy 10 bottles. Be confident. Stay protected with Germ Ready. It's on the web, germready.com. The Duke Blue Devils were playing a makeup game with Notre Dame just now, and they lost once again. And now
Shocker.
Duke, you know, Duke is – we spend so much time in this market talking about how Memphis was disappointing. Like, Memphis isn't nearly as disappointing this season as Kentucky, as Duke, as Michigan State. I mean, those are three programs with, you know, active Hall of Fame coaches. And they're all three going to miss the NCAA tournament. Like, they can't even sniff it. Kentucky, Duke have no shot unless they win auto bid. Michigan State is in slightly better position, but not really. I mean, Duke is now 1-3 in quadrant one, 2-3 in quadrant two, 2-2 in quadrant three. So they're 3-6, the Blue Devils, 3-6 in the first two quadrants with two additional quadrant three losses. I mean, wherever you think Memphis is on the bubble, Duke is not even close to Memphis. And so Mike Krzyzewski is about to miss the NCAA tournament. John Calipari is about to miss the NCAA tournament. Tom Izzo is about to miss the NCAA tournament. And we could have a scenario where, in addition to that, Roy Williams and North Carolina are not in it. We already know Arizona's not going to be in it. I think Indiana will ultimately be fine, but not certain of that. I mean, some of the biggest brands in college basketball just aren't going to be a part of this NCAA tournament. So we've all known for a while it's going to be a strange tournament because of the pandemic, because the whole thing's taking place in Indiana, because there aren't going to be packed arenas or a packed dome to watch the Final Four. But it's also going to be a unique, different tournament because the biggest brands that you're used to watching, just for the most part, are not going to be involved. So that is the big story in college basketball so far today. Duke taking another loss, this one by 4 points to Notre Dame, further damaging an at-large resume that honestly doesn't even really exist at this point. Circling back to a previous conversation, Big Ben Bennett?
Yes.
I think we have an explanation for why President Trump's lawyer was holding his head while he was drinking water.
What's going on there?
Twitter has let me know that he is an Orthodox Jew, and normally he would have a head covering on. He does not have a head covering on, so I think that's where I got thrown off a little bit.
Okay.
But still, that is a normal gesture while drinking or eating if you're an Orthodox Jew, and so that is what he was doing. It's not just a weird quirk as much as it's a habit, and not just a habit, but something he actually practices. So I sure wish before somebody got this thing trending on Twitter, because the visual is if you're not used to seeing it, it doesn't look like something you've seen. I sure wish before people made this trend on Twitter and threw it into my timeline that somebody would have taken the time to explain, well, here's what's actually going on, because it would have prevented me from – I take great pride in trying not to sound stupid on the radio.
Yes.
And yet there I was just walking straight into it. So that is the explanation. I feel dumb. We'll be back with dinner to go.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight. Pick either main event fighter to land a punch during UFC 258, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds. Just bet $1 on either fighter to land a punch, and if that happens, you'll cash $100. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if either main event fighter lands a punch on Saturday. That's code WMFS. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. New customers only. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Jason's head was spinning when he listed his Arlington home with Josh Hysaw. There was barely time to put a sign in the yard because not even a full 24 hours went by before the home was sold for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. He's got that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, he's effective, he's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days of that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you, and understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh, it doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
What up, what up? It's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez.
How you able to keep your emotions under control? You know, Kamaru, you're fighting somebody like Kobe Covington. You can't get out of that and fight his fight, right?
I say this is what separates the good, great, and the elite. The elite are the type of people that are able to tap into that mentality, like, oh, word? All right, I'm going to show you and go out there and show them. You know, I got into a space where it's like, man, all right, I'm going to show you. I'll let you talk. Like, a lot of these guys, I just let them take the gas. And that's the job. The media has to build them up as this giant that's willing to come in there and dethrone me. And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to do my thing. As long as I take care of what I take care of, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to show you that I am the best.
Join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
DSC. There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box, so you can test drive both. Check out dollarshaveclub.com/ESPN, dollarshaveclub.com/ESPN, and visit DSC at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you.
Wendy's is dropping the hammer with 2 made-to-order breakfast sandwiches for just $4.
So if you've been wronged by pre-made breakfast and their frozen folded eggs and rubbery microwaved bacon,
get to Wendy's and get the breakfast you deserve. Like the honey butter chicken biscuit, classic bacon egg and cheese, and the classic sausage egg and cheese. Choose any 2 of them for just $4. Justice is served. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Offer valid for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. Single item at regular price.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied the powers above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy. Jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. If you're in Tennessee, she can help you. If you're in Mississippi, she can help you. Proud partner with University of Memphis Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local athletic department, especially in these trying pandemic times, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. It's the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven, and right now, lower than normal rates are available, so take advantage of that. You've got a local doctor, local dentist, local attorney. You need a local insurance agent as well, somebody who's got that 901 in the phone number. That's the case, Elizabeth Rook Insurance, 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. Two locations, Memphis area, one on Canada Road in Lakeland, the other on Highway 51 in Covington. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Grizzlies and that 4-game losing streak. Last night, another fourth quarter lead blown, this time against Toronto. So that's back-to-back terrible fourth quarters. And I really, you know, I'm trying not to oversimplify what is happening, but the truth is, they're just not equipped right now to win games in the NBA. I mean, it's one thing to be down Jaren and Justice. That's been the case all season. But when you're also down Brandon Clark and also down D'Anthony Melton, you're down four theoretical rotation players, two starters, four athletes. And I can't stress that enough, athletes. Because if you looked, particularly at the way the Grizz started the fourth quarter last night, but just the lineups in general, they're not athletic enough. Too many places on the court. And you put yourself in a situation where you can be overwhelmed athletically, physically by the opposition in that league if you run out there with some of the lineup combinations that they were running out there with. And that is precisely what happened last night. The problem, of course, is that if you're going to, especially at the start of the fourth quarter, limit, start it without your best players, which is what most NBA teams do. They try to get 3 or 4 minutes into the fourth quarter before they bring back LeBron James or bring back Kevin Durant, or in this case, bring back Ja Morant. The problem for the Grizzlies is that if you're going to stay committed to that, like most NBA teams do, you're really putting some problematic lineups on the court in the opening minutes of the fourth quarter, and the game can flip on you or continue to flip on you in a pretty obvious way. So it's four losses in a row now. Under 500 once again. Charlotte in town tomorrow night. We'll talk about it. LaMelo Ball's first appearance inside FedEx Forum.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I guess college basketball, number 14, West Virginia, at number 7, Texas Tech, inside United Supermarkets Arena. Nice game. Bob Huggins, Chris Beard, Matt McClum, Miles McBride. Texas Tech is listed as a 6-point favorite. The total is 139.5. Tip is scheduled for 8 o'clock. You can watch it on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
There's a new Frontline episode on tonight. It's called Iraq's Assassins. It's a one-hour Frontline that investigates allegations that Iranian-backed Shia militias are threatening and killing critics with impunity and targeting U.S. interests. Frontline's great if you ever actually watch it, so I'm sure you'll be smarter if you watch it. That starts tonight at 9 on WKNO. Late Night Circuit, Wanda Sykes is on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Lakeith Stanfield is going to be on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. John Oliver is on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Casey Affleck is on Late Night with Seth Meyers. And Sabrina Carpenter is on The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, there's a funny story on the homepage at CBSSports.com. Go check it out. It is headlined, Tom Brady's Hilariously Brilliant Plan to Win Nearly $2 Million Betting on a Super Bowl Prop. So Clyde Christensen, who is Tampa Bay's quarterback's coach, He was on radio and he told this story about a recent quarterback meeting before the Super Bowl. Here's what he said. He said, quote, "So we walk in to the room, and Tom Brady goes, hey, I got an idea. There's a half yard over under for me rushing for half a yard in the Super Bowl, because that was the prop bet. Tom Brady rushing yards over under half a yard.
I saw that one.
Okay.
So here's
Tom Brady talking about it. He says, there's a half yard over under for me rushing for a half a yard in the Super Bowl. Here's what I'm saying. We all put in $1 million, and the first time Kansas City is in 2-3 techniques, I'm going to gain 6, and we're going to sit on that and protect it the rest of the way and fund our offseason. And the reason he said we needed to get the 6 is because if he had to take a knee late,
sure,
he would lose yards there. So if he was at 6, then losing 5, he'd still be fine. But there's no evidence that Tom Brady actually did this. But the idea that he thought about it and knew very easily how to manipulate it is kind of interesting. I don't think we've ever seen a player try to take advantage of a prop bet in any way that's been proven, but there is at least, according to Clyde Christensen, Tom Brady had put some real thought into it and was trying to talk the quarterback room into following through.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Wednesday, so we'll look ahead to LaMelo Ball's first appearance inside FedEx Forum. Hopefully we'll be discussing what is soon to be the end of the Grizzlies' four-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Do you think come Thursday afternoon, Big Bet Bennett, we will be discussing the end of the Grizzlies' four-game losing streak?
I do, but they got to guard the three-point line. Those Charlotte Hornets like to shoot the three.
Dude, LaMelo's balling out right now.
He's balling right now. So, yeah, I do think the Grizzlies will win tomorrow. But yeah, I don't think it'll be an easy win. Like, you think Charlotte Hornets and you think that's probably a guarantee at home. I don't think so this year.
I don't think anything's a guarantee for the Grizzlies in their current form. But we'll continue the conversation tomorrow. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll be back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood. Skies.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry-related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
It's time to start placing smarter bets, more profitable bets. If you're an experienced sports bettor or someone who's just starting out, BetQL is here to help us all become better bettors. BetQL runs hundreds of thousands of simulations and rates each potential bet on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. 1 star? Maybe skip that game. 5 stars? That's like a big green light telling you to go. Look, you wouldn't torture your stomach with a 1-star restaurant. Don't do it to your wallet. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. We're talking about real, proven analytics here.
Not some hot takes from a random guy online.
BetQL's computer model analyzes every bet every day to find you the best opportunities. Pro and college games, football, basketball, and more. You can sort by sport or choose from a list of the best bets available right now in real time. So before sitting down to watch your favorite sports, see if the data backs up your betting instincts. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your healthcare needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED.